Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now to that breaking story that the St. Vincent's Healthcare Group has said it will not sell the site of the new maternity hospital to the state. In a statement, the group says that for the delivery of integrated patient care on the Elm Park campus, it must retain ownership of the site. It says the views of the hospital on this matter were understood and accepted by the Department of Health in 2017 and a lease option on the land accepted. I'm joined now to discuss this in more detail by Alan Kelly, who's the leader of the Labour Party. Alan Kelly, can I start by getting your reaction to that statement?
It looks like they have upped the ante here, but they've also made a mockery of the Taoiseach, because the Taoiseach today, in a response to me and others, said essentially that Stephen Donnelly, the Health Minister, was going to be in negotiations and discussions. There's no avoidance of doubt here. There will be no negotiations or discussions. They're saying that they will not sell the site. So it really shows that what the government were saying they were doing wasn't really happening.
It's quite a lengthy statement, but in it they say that there'll be no religious or Vatican influence, that all procedures in accordance with the law of the land will be available in the hospital. If that's the case, what's the issue?
The issue here is we live in 2021. We've had so many issues in relation to women's healthcare, in relation to maternity care, that we shouldn't be pumping 800 million plus into a building and a site that we don't own. It goes contrary to Sláinte Care. It goes contrary to everything that we believe in. We shouldn't be giving money towards an entity that is not fully owned by the state. And where there is doubt, because the Sisters of Charity, when they gave up their shareholding, actually they did so with permission from the Holy See, based on the fact that they said that they would still have to adhere to canon law. So once there's any form of doubt like that, Samantha, this is not acceptable. Now, since 2017, I was on RTE saying that this should be CPO'd. The Taoiseach said today that, you know, almost that it was ridiculous. Did I realise how long? 4 years ago. 4 years ago, this was the solution. It looks like tonight it is only the only solution left in order to sort this out. Because when you have the Taoiseach actually admitting that we had the issues that we have as regards the ownership and as regards who's on the board, well, then we know we have a big problem. And you really have to question what was going on in the Department of Health in 2017 when you see the torrents of emails that are coming through. And my colleague Ivana Bacic has been FOI in them recently as well. Now, we have some of them, not all of them. But this has upped the ante to a point where it makes the government look ridiculous. It means what the Taoiseach said in the Dáil today wasn't factually, you know, wasn't going to happen, because the Minister for Health never got to actually do any negotiations. And ultimately now we're left with only one solution, and that is CPOs, which I've been calling for 4 years.
And if they go down the road of the CPO, is that not going to take years?
Of course it's going to take time. But what's the alternative? The alternative is to proceed with a hospital.
Could you just pull the plug?
Well, it was the Taoiseach who said we may have to look at other sites. So you either look at another site or else, but remember, co-location is the right thing to do. It was always the right thing to do. You CPO it.
They say in their statement today, the St. Vincent's Healthcare Group, that for the delivery of integrated patient care, they must retain ownership of that land. Do you not accept their point of view on this?
No, I don't accept it at all. Why? They have to expand on what that means for delivery of integrated patient care. It can still, integrated patient care on a co-located site can still happen where the state owns the maternity hospital, which they're going to be pumping in 800 million on behalf of the taxpayers. So their statement doesn't actually make any sense, and they'd have to elaborate. There has to be layers of issues underneath that for them to put in a statement like that. And that creates even more worry for me in the first place.
They say that the issue was proactively dealt with in 2017. The deal was effectively done. Can it be redone at this stage?
Well, look, if they are sticking to this statement and they've upped the ante big time, made a decision to issue this statement tonight, I feel that the only avenue now is CPO, because years ago in 2017 when I said this, I felt that it would be the quickest way around it, because, you know, there's a track record here. Religious organisations take a long time to make decisions. They keep having to go back to the Vatican, and we'd have to probably end up going down that route again. So let's just CPO the land once and for all. The people who are listening to this show deserve to own this. They're the taxpayers of Ireland. The idea that we wouldn't own it was ridiculous in the first place. So that's the only route. Unfortunately, that's going to take some time.
And finally and briefly, they have said in the statement they're willing to meet the government to discuss this anymore. Do you think there's any point?
Well, look, to me, the statement from St. Vincent's tonight is really putting it up to the government. It's really saying, you know, forget about what you said in the Dáil in response to Alan Kelly and others today. We're not going to negotiate. They're saying that they will meet just to be polite. But ultimately here, I think the ball is in the government's court and they have to make a decision now.
OK, Alan Kelly, leader of the Labour Party, thanks for joining us. And as you mentioned, your candidate, Ivana Bacik, there, we must also mention that Lynn Boylan is the Sinn Féin candidate in the Dublin Bay South by-election. Also, James Gagan from Fine Gael, Deirdre Conroy from Fianna Fáil, Sarah Durkin from the Social Democrats, Mairead Tobin, Bridget Purcell, Claire Byrne, Manox Flynn, Justin Barrett, Peter Dooley and Jackie Gilburn are also running in that election.